Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Our profile picture is upside down, so we're going to change that right now. I just tried to post on Facebook, and I noticed that all of this in reverse. So it must be because the file is too large or something like that. So I'm saving before I post because that would look really bad. That's what's showing. Maybe she turned us upside down. If you're on the internet listening to our show, you can refresh and you will see that a new profile picture has been generated. I can't believe that. Okay, so call in number 914-338-0164. Press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Yes, please do. And our listeners and callers can join us on social media. Our accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic, where you may follow us as well. Then we're going to take 913 first and then 630. But I just wanted to mention that, you know, I met you in person 12 years ago today.
12 years ago?
Yeah. Did you remember that?
Yeah.
You did remember.
Yeah, 12 years
ago. You didn't mention it.
Huh?
You didn't mention it to me when you saw me today.
12 years ago, it was 2012.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we're still here. No, it's March. I moved here on June 20th.
Yeah.
But we met in person today.
Yeah.
So we may discuss that a little later.
So it's a national holiday.
It's a national holiday. Well, our anniversary is coming up in like 5 days, our wedding anniversary. But anyway, okay, let's bring on our caller 913. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm
and what's
good.
Your name?
My name is Jessica.
Hi.
Hello. So do I just ask a question?
Yeah, you're a first-time caller?
Yes.
Okay, where are you calling from, first of all?
I'm calling from Kansas.
Kansas, okay. And what's your birth date, full birth date, month, day, and year?
11/26/88.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you may ask a question, yeah. 6, 7. We're going to get your master number and karmic number. I don't know. You could be calling about a relationship. Who knows? What is your question? 8, 9, 10, 20, 36, 9.
Yes. Well, I like somebody and
I was right.
Yeah. But the thing is, I just follow this person on social media. Like I've never talked to this person outside of just like maybe a couple comments and stuff, and I just wanted to know if this person has, like, noticed me and if he'll, like, reach out to me.
I mean, is this a famous person we're talking about or just, like, I mean, like an influencer or someone that's, like, I mean, what would you say the level of?
I would say, like, influencer.
Okay, so he's an influencer. Well, the thing is, Jessica, you're 35 years old?
Correct.
So you're going to be, so we're going to get to your question in a minute, but you are going to be going through a major change, and you're really on the cusp of that change because there is a 9-month window, and your master number happens to be 9, but you are a 36-9, meaning you have 36 years, you came into the earth with 36 years of fixed karma. So a change is afoot. Did you want to say something? You look like you want to say
about
something.
A good change or a bad change?
Well, it remains to be seen. Is there anything that you could, you're 35, so technically you're going to be 36 in November, but sometimes changes do occur earlier. I don't know if there's anything that you like, if you've had to move or a job change, anything like that. Go ahead.
I did move, this will be like my second year in this house.
Oh, no, that wouldn't be it. That wouldn't be it because that was 2 years ago. Yeah, no.
Right. Okay.
Okay, but you did have a move 2 years ago. That's a change.
Yeah.
But you will have, something will happen as far as change. Will this person notice you? I mean, it's a tough one. Do you have his birth date?
Yeah, I believe it's January, 1 second. I know I had it. He's a Capricorn. I know that for sure. January 17th.
But you don't know the year?
1984.
Okay. He's a 31-4?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they both have those 11s going on in their first two numbers. You're born in the 11th month, which is, it signifies trouble in relationships. But, I mean, by master number, you're a high master number. And you've got good numbers in your, your numbers rise from 1 to 8. Actually, your alpha and omega is 1 and 8, so that's a 9. I mean, you've got great numbers. He actually rises and then dips back to his master number, which is 4. But there's some trouble with him probably in relationships. Do you know of any, like, divorce in his family or, like, parents divorced? I mean...
No, from what I gather, his parents are still together.
They're still together. There's something that with that 11 that went on in his earlier years that would have been somewhat troubling, but identifying that on the radio show is probably not going to happen. And you say that you two, he's responded to you?
Like, we've just, like, liked each other's, like, comments or stuff like that, but I'm, like, waiting for him to, like, just, like, message me and, like, make a move, and it hasn't happened yet, so I don't know if it will happen, like, I'm wanting it to happen.
What's interesting is that anything added to 9 becomes the number that you add to it, so 9 and 4 becomes a 13, which is his karmic number inverted, and his master number 4. So there's definitely a connection. I would say email him. Why are you waiting for him?
Oh, I have, like, reached out to him, but I feel like he gets so many messages, but, like, I don't know if he even saw it.
Well, Jessica, the good news is in your linear code, when you turn 36, in your linear code, you're going to be somewhat on the scale of that 8-8 in your year, which is a coupling of the number 8. And that suggests you're going to be in a relationship at 36. Now, in addition to that, when we look at your year and his year, the years are aligned and come up to be the birth year. 8 and 8 is 88. And 8 and 4 is 84.
They're also interchangeable.
Yeah. So your interest in this guy is based on a past life.
Yes. And, I've actually have felt that, and I didn't want to sound crazy by saying this, but, like, I've had, like, just a lot of, like, just weird spiritual stuff happen to me, like, my entire life. And recently, like, my third eye opened, and it was, like, the craziest thing I've ever experienced. And, like, since then, I've had so many dreams of him, and it's just been, like, crazy. And then, like, when I pull cards, because I do read tarot cards, but I'm just not the best at it, but I pull up the Six of Cups a lot, and that is the past life card. And it's just, like, I just feel like there's something more to this guy, and it's just, it's crazy.
Well, there is. I mean, you had a past life with him, so there's that episode going on. The past life would have had, see, the situation is it was never completed. So you come back, you both come back to the planet, and you skip over to that past life, and you're going through karma of that past life. And theoretically, once that karma is over, then you can renew your vows. And
wait a second.
Do you have a child?
I do, yes.
Yeah. I thought you went back to your past life. So
I'm sorry.
I thought maybe you had retreated back to your past life and became a baby again.
Well, not past. No. Not past life. Regress.
What you're doing is you're experiencing some of the energy that was replicated the past life you had with him, where there must have been some turmoil and some separation because it wasn't over. So you both come back to the planet, you go through the energy of that past life, and then from that point, the question is, will it break up or will it be renewed and start to move forward? I think there's a good chance it's going to be renewed. So that means that he will make an attempt to reach out to you. Now, don't forget, he's had other past lives aside from yours. So he's got other women in his life, whatever. He's got other things going on. And obviously, you're divorced or you had a child, never got married, whatever. You've mm-hmm. already gone through that period of energy. So that was a past life too, obviously broken up. You do have broken up energies in your agenda. Don't forget your 26 is an 8. And when that gets put together, that 8 reappears in your year next to another 8. And because the master number is 9, and 9 added to any number in the numerical scale will become that number, like Kristen said, 13 or 31, there's a good chance that this is going to move forward.
Well, yeah, and just real quick, like he could have been a 22-4, for example, but 9 and 4 isn't 22, right? It's so it would have become the master number, but not the karmic number if he had been a 22-4. He actually is a 31-4, so that's more intensity in the past life. 31 inverts to 13, which is his inverted karmic number.
So in the question of the future, I want to ask you a question about the present. And the present, or if you will, the past, the immediate past, have you known anyone who is very interested in dance, like a dance instructor or somebody who was very good at dancing?
I did dancing when I was younger and like cheerleading and all that. I don't know if...
And it's you.
Oh, that's it. Okay, that's
you.
All you do. That's enough. You did dancing when you were younger and you were a cheerleader. So I think my guess is that he's going to respond to you. There's going to be something there that, because the energy between the two of you via past life isn't over. So that has to be completed. And then the question will be, will it move into a higher zone? You won't know that until November, but will he respond to you? I think so. Who does some teaching? Who is a teacher?
I have no idea. I'm definitely not.
What does this guy do for a living?
Music.
Music?
Yes.
He's a musician.
So that's with the dance stuff. What kind of music does he do?
It is actually like dance music.
Huh?
Is he like a DJ or?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's right.
Okay, so that's to do with music. So you have a past life with this guy. So what happens is you have to complete the past life energy and then discover if you want to move beyond that. You have no choice about past life. In other words, your meeting with him was by fate.
So it's like it's something that we like agreed to before we.
Well, it's not, I mean,
you didn't agree
to anything.
You didn't agree.
Okay.
Your relationship in the past life wasn't completed. And now that you're back the earth, you're forced to have to meet again.
Yeah, I mean, people think that, you know, you make these agreements and, you know, make these choices to come down. That's not how it works.
Not really.
Okay.
You know.
You might agree to having a transcendent
relationship. That's
that
true.
Might be in a total agreement. Do you know anyone who ever had a driving record of alcohol or a car crash anywhere in your lifetime?
My child's father had a DUI when he was younger, and I know this guy, the guy I'm asking about, he used to drink a lot, but he doesn't anymore. My child's father definitely had one.
Got it. See, those are just validations, Jessica, to suggest that this is a past life connection. The past life connection maybe has a few months left of required energy left for you to resolve something with him. The universe will either say, okay, it's resolved, and now you go on your happy way, and he goes on his happy way. Or point two, it may be renewed, and the two of you form a relationship in a new way that's more lasting and more healthy.
So the only thing, I mean, does he have any children?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. So, I mean, you know, that is a consideration. You have a child, and whether he wants to get into a serious relationship with someone who has a child is a question.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, I mean, that's going to be part of the contingency, whether things move forward or not. But I mean, the past life thing, it's very common to encounter people that you had past lives with, because we come back because of karma, and we're here to resolve karma with people that we had past lives with. So, I mean, that's what I want to say about that. There is a strong intensity between the two of you, but where it will go is, it remains to be seen.
Well,
do you want to
see,
say something?
He's probably distracted by other women, and
He's
probably distracted by the fact of what a commitment will mean to him at his maturity level.
Right.
So he's not really ready to make a commitment.
Even though he's 40 years old. But
and if he's going to be with you,
he's on a cycle too.
Yeah, and I wanted to know if he kind of like knew, because he mentioned something on social media about past lives and stuff, and he happens to be spiritual. And I was like, does he kind of like have an idea, or I don't know.
Yes, in his cosmic dark deeper mind, yes. Does it surface to his consciousness? It's possible. Have you had a physical connection with him? Have you even gone out with him?
No, not at all.
So how did you encounter him?
Just from social media. Like, I just saw him on social media, and I just was just attracted to him. And I felt like we kind of had the same interest, and it just kind of drew me in to like his page more.
Okay, do you live farther or closer than 40 miles apart?
Further.
Yeah.
I mean, is he like
about,
in a different state?
How many
state?
Miles apart?
He's in a different country.
Oh, he's in a different country. Well, that's even.
Yeah, but he says that he comes to the States for stuff, but he's in a different country.
See, the karma so, between the two of you is there. But what's happened in this lifetime is that the other lifetimes have separated to make it very difficult in terms of just the karmic connection.
Okay.
So you're going after you're going after Moby Dick here. You're going way out in the ocean to find your nemesis, the attitude of what's going to make you happy. So this means that you've got to look at yourself and determine how serious you are about a committed relationship that's realistically inclined, that's available, that's there. There's no fault in you being attracted to him. And if you're wondering if he's got any notion about you, probably there's something in there. But you see, your problem is going to be, well, there's probably a lot of men I've had past lives with, including the father of your child. But where do I meet my soulmate? You are going to meet your soulmate in this lifetime. Your years suggest it. The 8-8 is a coupling of energy that actually amounts to, and your first four numbers come to 9-2, 1-1-2-6. So you're going to meet your soulmate in this lifetime. Do I think it's him? I think he's a soulmate, but I don't know if he's a transcendent soulmate. You're going to know more about that by November. In November, he might be coming out. He might be coming out here prior to November where there might be a meeting, because I see the two of you having coffee. Now, are you a big coffee drinker? Are you a coffee connoisseur?
I am. I have been drinking coffee like since I was a child. I'm still addicted.
Okay. So I'm going to let Kristen conclude, but my feeling is that you see how we're making connections. So the idea is, you have a past life with them. That's 100%. And you still have some karma to work out with them. Is it going to go to a transcendent energy? At the starting gate, I'd say you got about a 40% chance, not zero, about a 40% chance.
40%, which is his age, by the way. So he's going through a change right now too, Jessica. He just turned 40, which is a multiple of his master number. 31, he also goes through changes from age 31 on, and 31 is divisible by 4. But from birth to death, changes of 4, and he's 40 years old. So that's his 10th cycle of 4 from birth. But what I was going to ask is, I mean, does he have representation? Is he represented by an agent?
Yes.
Yes. So he has, I'm sure, his schedule for the rest of the year already posted to his social media where he's going to be. Because if he's like a popular DJ, he's booked. So am I correct that he's got schedule posted for the rest of the year, at least the rest of the year, not in here?
Yeah. And I've gotten like weird messages. Like, I don't even know if this is true or not, because you know how things are on social media, but I got a message from someone claiming to be from his team saying that he wanted to meet me and this and that, and I just brushed it off because I was like, yeah, right, like if he wants to meet me, like I feel like, I don't know, like why would his team, like I don't know, I felt like he should come forward and not that, so I couldn't believe it, you know what I mean? So I just brushed it off.
You have a little bit of a dark karma with men, so don't trust something like that.
What did you did? Was it on social media from his page, or where? I mean, who was the? Where did it come from, or was it an email?
It was like a random account that sent me a message on social media, and then, like I said, I ignored it. But then, like after that, I kept getting like random messages from people pretending to be him, or like from fake accounts. And I didn't know, he was
because you can track
to do that, or if it was,
you can track that, Jessica. If he's connected to these people on social media, I mean, it's hard because he probably has a fan page, so you probably, I don't know if you can see his followers or not, but if those accounts are connected to him, I mean, it would be too hard, but they're probably not legitimate.
Right.
I mean, I would contact
him
and say, I'm getting these messages that you want to meet me. Is it true? But he's not responding, you're saying, to the messages.
Oh, yeah. I sent a message like a long time ago, and I just feel like he gets so many messages. Like, I just doubt he even sees it. I mean, and I don't know how active he is, like, on his own page. So I just don't know. I kind of feel like it's just a waste of time.
Well, it's a long shot. I mean, he's a busy guy.
Right.
He travels internationally for his job. And And he's got scores of women around him because he's in a position like a DJ, you know, there's tons of women around DJs, tons.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, the only thing you can do is reach out to him and try. When's he going to be in the U.S. again?
I'm sorry, what was that?
When's he going to be in the United States again?
Actually, I think it's this weekend.
Oh, and is it anywhere near your location? Are you able to go?
No. And that's another thing is like one of the fake pages was like, oh, well, the next time that I have a concert near you, and like they wanted me to download this app where you can like send messages to people anonymously.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to do that.
No,
but I don't know.
That would be maybe like, that's like phishing, you know? Getting into your software and getting your personal information. Don't download anything from fake accounts.
No. Don't trust anything like that. You're invited to. We're legitimate, but you're invited to follow us.
Yeah.
Or send us pictures of you or
follow
you know,
us.
We'll,
if
we'll,
she follows us, send a message. We'll look at your profile.
We deal with hundreds, thousands of people, so we don't mind taking a look at your profile and seeing what we come up with or.
You can send us his profile. I mean, that's fine. Who's James? Is there any James around you in your past or?
Oh my God. Yeah. My past. I have an ex-boyfriend in my past named James.
Ex-boyfriend named James. Okay.
Yeah.
Boyfriend department.
Yeah. I mean, you can do that, Jessica. I mean, it would only be, I mean, if you want to keep your privacy, don't do it. But if you want to see what we pick up further than a radio reading, you could send us a picture or follow us or something.
Yeah, but we have to know who she was. Like, you'd have to email and say, hey,
know,
I'm
we'll
following you. We could look at his profile and see.
Other thing is, have you ever been connected to either England or Ireland?
Oh, my God. He's Irish.
He's Irish. So he lives in Ireland?
No, but he was born there.
He was born in Ireland.
So, you know, we're psychics, so we're going to pick this stuff up, Jessica. And that's what we do. So it's up to you if you want. You can call back. Don't call back. I mean, it's nothing to do else. But if you want to see what we get further, you can please send a picture or something about yourself, something about him.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
No, go ahead, finish, and then I'll ask.
Oh, I was just going to say I would like to look into, getting a more, in-depth reading with you guys and, paying for it. That's completely fine.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean,
you can contact us after the show or something.
Okay.
So email me, and then I'll give you the phone number.
Okay.
Okay, question. Where does he live now?
Spain.
Okay, so Mediterranean, because I was getting Mediterranean. I didn't know if it was European Mediterranean or Middle Eastern Mediterranean, because I was getting this swarthy, dark type of, so interesting. So that's that. All right, Jessica. Well, get in touch and that will be great.
Yeah, definitely. I will shoot you an email after this. So thank you guys so much. I really do appreciate your time, all the effort you put in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. 316 is going to be next in queue, but 630 is on the air. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Okay, so I'm calling because I would like to get some, it's about Cupid. I got my surgery scheduled for, I got my date on April 15th, and they said that I'd be in and out the same day, but they're going to send some kind of case manager to help me because they said that, the first 3 days, the day of the surgery and then 2 days after, I'll be the sorest. So do you think that I should board Cupid for 3 days? The only reason why I'm asking is because, you know, like, he doesn't do well with being away from me. But at the same time, I'm going in for surgery. So should I do that for 3 days? Will he understand what I'm doing? Is it a good idea?
Would you be boarding him at, like, a vet's office because he's got kidney disease?
Yeah, remember the Humane Society said that they were going to help me out?
Oh, okay.
Or just have my neighbor help me. What do you think?
Well, I just have a quick question before we get to Cupid, because I just wanted to know, did you settle with what is being done in the surgery as far as remove? I want to be discreet, but did you settle?
Yes. I mean, I go on Friday, just take the tumor out and that's it. Like, I don't know what the issue is there, where it seems like it's some kind of bargaining table when I go there, but I only want what's necessary and nothing more. And they keep doing it to me. It's like a trend with them. But I'm only willing to have the tumor taken out, period.
Well, be careful what you sign, read what you sign, make sure you only, and then the other thing taken out, right? And not reimplanted.
I'm going to ask her, yes, to do that on Friday. I don't know why they keep blowing me off, but I wrote it down and I'm committed to making all that happen. And I will make sure it's written down like that, what you're saying.
Okay.
You're saying.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Well,
okay, so the date of the surgery comes to a 21. That's your inverted month.
2024.
And 21 becomes a 3.
Wait.
And I think that...
Wait a second. The surgery is on what date?
Tax day, the 15th.
4/15. 4/15.
Well, I thought it was 4/18, she said.
No, Neil.
4/15?
Yes.
So let's re-add. I don't know why you did, but I also know because it was in a text, so I already knew her date of surgery.
18, 10. That becomes an 18.
Yeah, it's an 18.
8 becomes an 18, 18, 9, 18.
And she's 12/5/73.
Okay, 5/6. So the 18
is
in the crossover. And then, so that becomes in the crossover. Now, my feeling is that if why do they want to keep her for 3 days? What's their
Cupid?
Reason?
No, you know the option. Humane Society offered to keep him for 3 days. It was an offer to keep Cupid for 3 days.
And you have to recover for 2 days. I mean, the most intense days would be the 2 days following the surgery, correct?
Yes.
So that's 3 days.
But I don't really
want to
do more. I want to keep him.
The Humane Society. It's the Humane Society, but it's the medical for part of the Humane Society, the veterinary office, right, that boards.
Yeah, but I'd rather not. I'd rather not. I'd rather keep him in my possession.
I don't blame
you. Feel like it's going to be necessary. I'd rather keep him. My neighbor said she'd help me take him out.
Well, how much, I mean, what like the day of the surgery, is he okay by himself for all
yeah,
those hours?
Yeah, he's okay by himself.
All
he
those
had
hours that you're
water,
calling?
Food. Yep.
I mean, it's going to be more traumatic to board him, I think, but.
Yeah.
I
might as well
keep him.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
The original date, I was thinking to board him, but this changes things, so I wouldn't board him. I would just bring him home.
Okay.
And.
Thank you.
I don't know. I mean, should she have when you're in surgery, the neighbor, I don't know if she has access to your house to check on him to make sure he's okay, but then he could get out. I just leave him in the house. I mean, how long do you leave him at a time now by himself?
I've left him, the longest I've ever left him was like 24 hours.
24 hours? Since you've moved here?
Yeah. Oh, no, 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 no. I thought you meant, like, in my life.
Ever. No,
one
no.
Time, I don't know what it was, but I think it was 24 hours. But, no, I mean, I've left him 8-9 hours before, 12 hours before. I mean, he just needs water, food, and pee pads. He's just a little dog.
Yeah, I think you're better off leaving him at home. You're not going to be
Thank
gone
you.
That long. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. I just wanted
you're
to
welcome.
Make sure I was thinking, and that's what I felt too. So thank you very much. I hope you have a great day. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, we have someone from 316. Someone.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there, Neil and Kristen.
Hi.
This is Christine, and I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago. My husband and I were going on a trip to Italy.
Yes.
And yes, and Neil said to look out for the rose tattoo. Well, I did. But the only thing I saw that resembled a tattoo
was a what?
A blanket, an extra blanket that was in the cabinet that I took out to use. And I looked at it and I said, you know, that kind of does look like a rose tattoo. So but that's...
Well,
that's,
that could be. That could have been it. Who knows?
How is it with a C?
Yeah. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E?
Yeah.
What's your birthday?
12-10-58.
Like a rose tattoo, a blanket in your...
Yeah, it was the design on the blanket, but I never saw a person with a rose tattoo. But I was keeping my eye out just in case, and I saw that blanket, and I looked at it, and I thought, you know, that's what it could have been seen. So,
yeah.
Because
so,
it had kind of like an edge around it, around the floral part.
Well, you
it kind of looked
a
like
picture,
a tattoo.
You can send us a picture of the blanket.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I didn't take a picture of it, and it's in Italy.
You were in Italy.
Yes,
oh,
we went to Italy.
This blanket was in Italy.
Yes, remember, it would be. I probably spoke to you about March 1st or 2nd, around there, because we left on the 3rd.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And,
I mean, you called us in, it's been quite a while, I think. Hold on, just let me check. Because
sure.
January we spoke. We spoke in January.
Oh, no. This was much more recent. You were telling Tom that he had lived in Italy before, and he
we
had actually.
Yeah, we didn't talk to your husband.
No, I was kind of like the mediator here. But I thought it was you too that I was talking to.
I don't know.
Well, okay, we've been on a trip to Italy. I don't know.
Well, Christine, we got to make sure, I want to make sure we're getting the right information here. So, I mean, we have notes. She hasn't called in the last month, right, Christine?
No.
You haven't called us in March. So you called in, the last time you called us was in January 20th. We spoke on the phone privately.
Oh, what year?
So, yeah, it was on the 19th on the radio.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm looking at the notes. There was purple flowers.
Oh, thank you.
Yellow roses.
Oh, the purple flowers, my mother. Oh,
right.
No, yes. I remember
that. I don't know if Neil said something about a red rose or if you talked to another psychic on the radio in March.
I was thinking because Neil was telling us that Tom had been a wine merchant in Italy. And
I don't have that in my...
In a past life. But I remember talking to you about my mother's flowers. I certainly do remember that.
I don't have that in my notes, but I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. And I apologize that I'm crossing my wires.
But it does say current husband lived in Italy. I do have that. So... Did your current husband actually live in Italy? That was probably a past life, and I didn't make a good note.
Well, he did actually live in Italy.
He was
stationed there earlier in his
life.
Oh, he
was stationed there. So then I did make a fine note. Okay, stationed there. I'm going to just update that this lifetime.
And Yeah.
Okay. So, and, well, anyway, back from Italy, the trip was good. We said the trip would be good. So.
Yeah. Yeah. The trip was good. And I ended up getting ill on the 11th.
Oh, that's not good.
And I'm,
the 11th.
Well, yeah, that's all right. I'm making it through it. It's, I'm recuperating. And,
wait, so you were on the trip when you got sick, or it was after when you got back? You
no,
were on the trip?
We got back. Yeah, we were on the trip. On March 11th, we were in Venice.
Oh.
And that's when I got sick. And then we got back on the 15th, and I'm recuperating. I'm doing what I need to get better, so everything's okay.
Yeah, you know, when you're on flights and you're in a different country and you're exposed to all kinds of germs, I always get sick when I'm traveling. Either when I get home or on the trip, I usually get sick, which is unfortunate. But anyway, I'm sorry that you got sick.
It's all right. It's par for the course. I would not take it back. And I could tell from, I was able at one point to be sitting behind my husband, and I had a vantage point of seeing his face. And we were taking an express speed train to Rome. And the look in his eyes when he was looking up at the scenery, and it's like he really loves it there. And I just am so happy that we went.
Oh, well, that's great. Do you have a question today?
Well, I think what I would like to ask, if I can, is for good intention and healing and love to surround my children.
Okay.
I think that's what I need most right now.
Okay. Well, we can certainly put that out.
No, thank you so much.
Have you ever known anyone named Anthony or Tony?
That's my husband's son.
Husband's friend?
Son?
Yes. Yes.
Friend or son? I'm sorry. He's not hearing well today. Friend or son?
Yeah. My husband's son is
son. Okay. Mm-hmm. He heard right. I heard wrong. Husband's son. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
So the reading, so because it brings up Anthony or Tony as your husband's son, and you're asking about your children, that would be a link to, quote, protecting your children, because the theme had to do with a child. Now, are you close to Anthony or Tony? Was this from another relationship?
I'm not close, you know. I mean, I married his father, and his wife passed, and his mother, Anthony's mother, passed in 2021. But both he and his daughter really welcomed me into the family. There's no animosity whatsoever. So it's been wonderful.
Do you have three children, or do you have two and you lost a child?
I have four living sons right now. Myself, my husband has a daughter and a son, and I have lost a couple of children in childbirth.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Okay, so what I think is happening is, per your request, you said you want to send love out around your children. Whatever we do, it's going to be applied. So there seems to be some connection to asking us to put love around your children and protection, and then us putting out that energy and making it happen. In other words, your request is going to be granted. There's going to be some protection around them. But let me ask you something. Who is a lover of horses or merry-go-rounds?
Well, that could be my granddaughter, Natalie. My sister, my oldest sister, Karen, when she was young, was very much a lover of horses.
Okay, so I just think, per your request, since you've made it somewhat general, the conditions of karma and validations that we're getting are going to help to supply you with the desire you want about protection. The only thing I would say, you're not planning with your children to go to any body of water, are you, or are you not?
Not at this time.
Good. They shouldn't be around water for a couple of months. Don't plan any trips around water.
They're not small children. They're grown children. I mean, she doesn't have control over whether they go to water or not on their own.
Was there ever an incident with water in your history, even somewhat small, where a kid fell in the pool or?
Well, I know that my oldest son, when he was little, and I was trying to teach him how to swim, he was terrified of the water.
Yeah. Okay. It's just validations that surround the reading. So I think that we have to keep on the common denominator that your children are going to be protected, since that was your request.
Just question about a name. Your name's Christine, but is there any Christian that you know?
Okay, so I'm in awareness of a person that publicly signs themselves Christian sometimes, but it's actually a young woman, and I just messaged something to her. I just responded to her on Facebook a couple of days ago.
And she signs her name Christian?
On something. I can't remember what on her. I don't know if it's her artwork or what it is, but she signs the name Christian.
Huh. And
I shouldn't be speaking of her because...
That's okay.
What state do you live in?
Pennsylvania, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to ask you a crazy question. Have you noticed any crickets around you in abundance? Crickets?
No, but I have noticed ladybugs that keep coming into my house, and I don't know if they're ladybugs or if they're some other kind of bug, but they look like ladybugs.
That is weird, because I just saw a post yesterday about those bugs that come in your home. They look like ladybugs, but they're not. They're an invading pest. The spots are slightly different. I wish I still had the post.
Yes.
Because I wasn't aware that there was an insect that looked like a ladybug that was a pest.
The illusion of the crickets would be like a plague of locusts. So the crickets stood in for these little
Hold on a sec. I'm
going to
find out what the ladybug pest like.
What you're talking about. I've seen that since we live in New York. I've seen that post.
The Asian lady beetles, no, they're not that. Ladybug lookalikes can be destructive to your garden, but this is.
Yeah, but I wouldn't worry about it, because I think in a weird way, it's going to be turned into a blessing. I just feel it's something good. It means something good, so I wouldn't worry about these bugs.
I don't worry about them, and I don't kill them. I try to get them on something and take them outside.
Yeah, that's what we do too. You know, with pests. Yeah. I mean, what do you
That's
do?
That's all you do. And you'll be rewarded for it. Don't kill them.
I found, someone sent me a link on Amazon to it's like a bug vacuum, and you actually suck them up, but then you can release them. It doesn't harm the bugs. Mm-hmm. But if you have a number of these ladybug-like creatures inside your home, it may be difficult to gather, each one of them.
Yeah.
One at a time, so you may be interested in looking it up on Amazon. So just a suggestion.
Yeah, right now it's just occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just occasionally.
Okay. That's a good thing, you let them outside. That's what you should do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, it was good to talk to you. Hopefully we helped, and we'll continue to put on your children.
Any good positive love energy is good. Thank you so very much. Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Well, maybe we'll spend... to talk about a topic in 10 minutes. We dealt with three people today, and they seemed to have connections.
All had connections.
You know, when we get into matters of past lives with people, that's pretty common. But also take heed to anyone who might take advantage of something like that on the media, on the internet, or those.
Well, yeah. I mean, why, you know, probably people that have the type of following he has will grab his followers, assuming that they have some kind of interest in, you know, a public figure, and try to like glean information from them. That's probably what happens.
Or do something that's
right.
Not really nice.
Yeah, I mean, they would have no, these people would have no way of knowing she's interested in him except for the fact that she follows his profile. I mean, you know, unless he communicated something to them, which is totally doubtful.
Yeah,
so
I'd be careful.
Yeah, but she's not listening anymore, so it doesn't matter, but we can close.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we're back on the air on Friday at some point. Thank you, everyone, chatters and callers. Bye-bye.